Jackson in the bottom. Back out Bryant. Shot clock at 7. Bryant leads, falling away. Puts it in! And the Lakers take a 1-point lead with 7.3 remaining.
Yo, what a do, podcast crew.
It's your boy Tone.
And your boy Jod.
And welcome back to another episode of Kobe Talk.
Yo, how's it going, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Kobe Talk. We're on episode 10 of this thing. You know what I'm saying?
I'm surprised we made it this far. I'm really surprised we made it this far.
I'm not going to lie, I am too.
I thought this was going to be like a 3-podcast thing, and then we were just going to get sick of it.
And then come back to it eventually, but yeah.
Yeah, at this point, I just kind of like doing it.
Yeah, it's a nice, refreshing, I don't know, refreshing time in the week to do something, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with episode 8, guys, but one play? Really?
Just really? One guy?
Like, come on, we were consistently getting like 15, 20 plays? One?
I think.
One?
What was it that has the most... listens. It was the positionless basketball?
Yeah, positionless basketball. We have 25 on that one.
That was a good one. I'm not going to lie.
I honestly think, like that guy that was verified, like, liked one of our tweets, and then our plays shot up, and then it went back down.
No cap. I think you just got to post more on that, honestly.
Yeah, I really... Yeah, Twitter's not our best. Have you posted on Twitter in a while?
I posted today, but other than that, it's been
I don't go on the Twitter a lot. I put a lot of stuff on our Instagram.
It's so hard to get followers on Twitter for some reason. Like, we only have 12 followers. It's just a number, though.
It's just a number. All right. So, honestly, this week, other than a few events,
we're starting off with what's in bold. Okay, because I've been putting that on the list for episodes.
All right, so let's talk about Trae Young's little move that he does.
Yes, the little move.
The little move where he blows by someone, moves over a little bit, and kind of stops in his tracks and just jumps up so the defender runs into him and he gets a foul.
Is that a foul? Is the question that I have.
I mean, as of right now, it is. I think it will be... They'll crack down on it, kind of like they did with the KD swipe through and D-Wade's jumping in the defender on a jump shot, which they still haven't fully cracked down on, but they're working on it.
Well, you can say the same for that with, like, the James Harden jumper. He, like, lands under... the defender.
Oh, yeah, like, purposely move his feet to kind of get, like, in between and then fall.
Yeah, because, like, some refs have called that and some haven't. So it's like...
Well, James Harden, he gets a lot of hate, but there is no way that guy, like, doesn't sit down and, like, study the rule book. Like...
I don't think it's
the things he does to get away with these tiny little things...
I don't think it's the rule book. Well, he studies the refs more, I think.
I think he'll study the refs, and then he'll be in practice, he'll be like, hey, coach, if I do this, will it be a foul? And they'll be like, well, technically, yes.
Yeah. So, going back to Trae Young, it personally shouldn't even be a foul, because... How are you getting a foul when you're behind the guy? Unless you're shoving him, which they're not. So...
No, they're... Like...
His body's
half the time you can see him, like, trying to get out of the way. Because they're just trying to get back to a defender. And then he pulls that cheese.
I think I had this on one of the notes on the other podcast, but... I was saying, like, where... Yeah, it was the last podcast. Like, Harden got a tech for nothing. I don't know if you saw that last week. He, like, dropped...
Harden?
He, like, rolled the ball to the ref, and he got a technical.
No, I didn't see that, no.
Well, yeah, that happened, and, like... I feel like that wouldn't happen with most other refs, but I guess the ref that was in that game was just pissed off for some reason. So, like, where's the consistency here with these refs? Because that's, like, why a lot of players in the league, like, just complain so much. Because I guess some refs give them the benefit of the doubt on some plays, while others are just cold-hearted about everything they see.
Yeah, I mean, but there's that at every level of any sport. Like, no two refs are going to be the same. Everyone's a person, so.
Well, then I think they should at least have the same refs for a certain team.
Oh, like, if you're at home, you have these refs.
Yeah.
And every time you're, like, at another team stadium, it's these refs.
Mm-hmm.
I know that MLB is more like that. Stadiums more or less kind of have not the same exact umpires every game, but they have more of a rotation of like I know, or like, I think it's divisions. I think a certain amount of umpire divisions.
What do you mean divisions?
So like, an umpire will umpire like home games of like the Yankees, Red Sox, Orioles, Blue Jays, and Rays.
Okay.
And that's when that's their whole job is doing home games for them. But then, like, so each division has their own
set. I know what you mean now. I was thinking yeah. Like AA, AAA.
No, that's
completely different. I think the only flaw I've seen that, though, is like
favoritism.
Kinda,
like you get like, to know the team, like, and then it's
like the home team like knows what the ref will call or what they won't call, and they'll just take advantage of that. So I don't know. I think refs should just do like a better job. At the end of the day, they should all come together as a group, and then decide what's a foul, what's not a foul.
Yeah, but I know a lot of times they'll be like. Because they have, like, the refs have their pregame thing, and it was the ref that got banned from the NBA for, like, betting or something. He said before the game, they have a game plan of who they're going to call fouls on and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So, because his main story is the one about Allen Iverson, where he... I think he got really mad and was like cussing out a ref. So then the next game, they all got together and they're like, okay, so he always does that little carry move, but no one ever calls it because like it's a signature move. So let's take turns calling it.
He came out and said
Yeah, he came out and said this. And then he was like, so we all went out there, took our turns. And then like he did it. He was the last one to do it. And then Allen Iverson just looks at me and just goes, when is this going to end?
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus. That's... Well, Allen Iverson is like a player that like every ref hates, I feel like.
Organizations hated him. Everyone hated him.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer of that conspiracy theory that he got kicked out of the NBA.
When was this?
Well, there's a conspiracy theory. When he, like, retired after playing on the Nuggets in, like, 2006 or 7, 8, I don't know, sometime around there. Like, there's a conspiracy theory because he went out and had one of his more efficient years, averaging almost 23 points, and then he just never got a job in the NBA again.
That is odd.
It is odd. Because, you know, for, like, even if you're a smaller market team, like, that's a lot of times I don't understand. Even if someone's a little bit toxic in the locker room or something, like, Allen Iverson, if he's on your team, he's just bringing in so much money. Like, fans liked him.
Yeah, like, he was great.
He's going to sell a lot of jerseys. Profit. He's going to sell tickets.
Facts.
And he's a winner, even if he is a cancer. He wins.
Yeah, he carried Philly that 1 year.
Yeah, that's arguably the worst team that was in the finals ever.
It was, because they got swept. Yeah.
No, they didn't.
They got 4-1.
They did. They were the Lakers' only loss that postseason.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel they played better teams than them, though.
Yeah, I feel like that's... I mean, that's what kind of happened. The Lakers rolled through the West, and they're like, oh, we just got Philly. And then game one, I think they came out like a little too, like... I forget the word to use. Not, like, aggressive enough. They were just like, oh, yeah, we're going to roll through them.
Facts.
I think that was the best record in a postseason until the Warriors in 2017 or 18. Both teams only had one loss, but back in the day, the first round was only 5 games.
Oh, yeah. When did they implement that 7 games?
It had to be right around. It was the mid-2000s, I think.
Let's Google this. When did they first round go to 7 games? 2003.
Huh. So it was the year after that. Or no, 2 years after that.
Yeah, 2 years after.
But
I'm reading this article right now, and it's talking about like how David Stern has a lot to do with why Allen Iverson was hated by media and executives.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how much like he can just like change people's people's perception of someone if he wants to.
I mean, he is one of the commissioner is one of the most powerful positions in the league.
Yeah, like he could probably like if Adam Silver really tried to, he could probably make everyone hate LeBron. Or at least Wait. Back in that day when it was like not as so like social media.
Is the commissioner technically the owner of the NBA? Right? Of sports? Of the sport that they're in?
I don't know.
Because like who has more power over them?
Is the NBA commissioner the owner of the NBA? All I can find is that teams can't say owner anymore.
What? Who owns the NBA?
Yeah.
It just lists owners of teams.
So, yeah, no. Okay. I don't know. Yeah, they want to go away from the owner term because they say it's degrading.
So what are they calling them now?
Classify them as an executive, a high-ranking executive.
Oh, please.
This is going
are we really that soft?
Like, I get, like, where they're coming from, but, like, come on. Like, like, I know that the players are like, I don't want to say that, like, they own me or whatever. It's like...
Ooh, we could talk a lot about that lately with I forget actually. Draymond Green was talking about it.
Oh, how players need more respect.
Yeah, but he was talking about somebody in particular. Was it Harden?
Andre Drummond.
Oh yeah, Andre Drummond.
It was because because
they publicly came out and said like, we're looking to trade you.
Yeah, and then they're like, yeah, a player can come out and say, I want to get traded.
Yeah.
and then the team can act all unprofessional about it. But if a team comes out and says they want to trade someone, that player still has to be, like, act right, do all these things right. And it's like... It's like...
Yeah, and they literally... I think they said, like, they're going to bench him until they find a trade.
And I'm pretty sure he got in trouble because he went... Because, like, he didn't know he was going to get benched until he got there, so he didn't even bring his suit. And then he went back and changed into, like, his, like, street clothes that he came in. I'm not sure if he got fined, but, like, I know that normally is a fine if you're not wearing a suit on the sideline.
Yeah.
And you're not playing, technically.
Are they playing to... No. They're playing Friday. So we'll see if Drummond plays then, but
wait a second. Y'all wanna hear something wild? So
sure.
My accounting class is online. And there's a winter warning storm tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And so the school sent out something and said everything's online. Instead of, like, the in-person classes. Like, there's not that many in-person classes, but there are a few. So, that gets canceled. And he sends us an email, due to the snow, we're canceling our WebEx meeting.
That's... Okay.
He...
I had the same thing happen to me. The other week, when we had a big snowstorm on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
My teacher was like, yeah, we're not going to have a WebEx meeting today because it's snowing outside. I was like, oh, okay. And, make a lot of sense.
And it would be one thing if he rescheduled it for Friday, because that's what I thought originally when I was looking at it, like just on the pop-up menu or whatever.
Yeah.
I look at it, he rescheduled it for next Friday.
So,
the 26th.
So you're done this week with that class?
We never really have class anyway. Like, it's only 20-minute check-ins for, like, the school attendance thing. I think it has something to do with, like, financial aid. But, still just funny. Like, he posts lectures, and I don't watch them. I hope he doesn't listen to this. I'm sorry, guy.
His name's Guy.
No, yeah. What is his name? Privacy.
Schools are, like, weird about... like things right now.
Yeah, maybe I'll go sledding tomorrow.
There's no fucking hills in the city.
Shit, I forgot about that. Forgot I'm in a city. Fuck!
Okay. Back to Andre Drummond. Thank you for telling us your incredibly interesting and fascinating story, Tone.
You're welcome. But back to Andre.
So apparently he's in talks to be traded to the Raptors. That is interesting because Toronto has been missing an interior force this whole season. It picked up Aaron Baines in the offseason, but even
that is he big. Has, that is big.
Even he hasn't been playing spectacular this whole season, so
I think Andre Drummond has been underappreciated for a lot of his career.
We talk a lot about Andre Drummond on this podcast.
Well, he is from Connecticut,
but still,
like, that is true. He comes up like way too often.
Three or four episodes now,
yeah, he comes up really often, but like he was on the Pistons, and even though he never really brought them past the first round, he brought them to the playoffs. He left. I think they missed the playoffs, and they're the worst team in the NBA now. Like, but I feel like...
Yeah.
And then now he's on the Cavs, and the Cavs, they have a playoff spot right now, right?
Yeah, they're in the playoffs right now. Towards the bottom of the...
Oh, wait, no, they're not.
I lied.
They're 13th. Oh, yeah, they won an 8-game losing streak. Okay.
Stop.
So before that 8-game Look.
Oh.
They're on an 8-game losing streak.
How? I thought they were doing good.
They were doing good. Well, think about what they were before the 8 games. They were 10-11.
That's true.
Okay, so I was going to make a statement saying the Cavs were winning, but I feel like it's bad time to say that.
Well, good thing you didn't say that.
They're still doing better than the Pistons.
But I think my question right now with the Cavs is, like, if they do trade to the Raptors, who is Toronto giving up? Or no. They said they're either going to trade him or buy him out. That buyout might be big.
Yeah, then you could just... If you get bought out, you're a free agent, right?
Yeah, and yeah, anyone can pick you up. So.
And I'm going to assume if he gets bought out right now, he's just going to sign a deal for the rest of the season somewhere. I don't think he's going to try to figure something out long term.
Yeah, no.
So if he's going to get bought out, he's going somewhere where he can win this year, play good in the playoffs, and get the bag in the summer.
Yes, but I don't really understand this, but why would you want to buy a player out if you can get something in return?
I think it would just be for some, like, money cap space reasons.
I guess that's fair, because I know his contract is huge.
His contract's pretty big. Wait. Toronto Raptors roster. Let me see.
Yeah, he's making $28 million. 28.5.
Okay. So... So who's the Cavs starting lineup right now if we just take out Drummond? It's Sexton, Garland,
Seti?
Osman. Seti Osman.
And Larry Nance.
Larry Nance Jr. And
the, or no, it would be Kevin Love. I don't think he's playing, actually. Hold on.
Is he injured?
No, he's averaging 9.5, 6, and 2.5.
Okay, so Kevin Love and then... Would they start JaVale McGee or
probably Jared Allen? I would assume.
If you can, who's young and a promising wing on
wing? They're not giving up OG.
No, that's what I was about to say. I saw it and I was like, yeah, they're not giving him up.
Wait,
Stanley Johnson's not terrible.
He's not great.
Patrick McCaw, I wouldn't know.
Oh, bro, where? Minutes per game. How many minutes is this? Kevin Love is averaging 23 minutes. Drummond's averaging 28. Jared Allen's 25.
What was another team that said they might trade for him? Didn't you put two in our...
No, but I think I did see something like that.
Where is, why can't I find it on... Oh, yeah.
I'll just Google it. Hold on. Trade.
DeAndre Bembry. Bembry? He's not a small contract.
But why does every website just tell me about ad blocker and how it's bad for their website? Like, I don't care.
I'm not taking it off.
I'm not taking that shit off. They said the Charlotte Hornets. The Knicks.
Let me look up.
Oh, yeah, the Knicks would be kind of clutch because recently Mitchell Robinson just broke his hand.
A couple of games ago.
I think he's out for the season, so. That's kind of an L for the Knicks. But would I take Drummond in a time like this when Mitchell Robinson will be back next year?
Is Gordon Hayward the only, like, good, like, small forward on the
PJ Washington, but he's, like, a power forward.
Because I'm thinking about, like, imagine the starting lineup if they get another young player that could grow.
Drummond?
For Drummond, that's what I'm saying. So, like, their starting lineup could be Colin Sexton, who's still, what, 23? Garland, who's might be 23 also. Jared Allen, who's around that age, and then they get another young player, a small forward, for them to all grow around. Like, all those players seem like...
The only small forwards besides Gordon Hayward is the Martin brothers, the twins.
Imagine if they could pull off something to get Gordon Hayward, too, for Drummond.
Why would the Cavs want Gordon Hayward, though?
I don't know.
He's an old man. We're getting there. It's 30.
Knicks roster.
That's like the biggest reason they're getting rid of Drummond is because of his age.
How old is he?
He's up in the 20s, but they just want a fully young core for their future. Which is understandable, because now they have Jared Allen, so.
Yeah, I don't know who they even want to get from New York either. I say just buy him out and look for stuff in the offseason, be honest.
What are expiring contracts this year?
Upcoming NBA free agents 2021.
Chris Paul, I think.
Kawhi, Blake Griffin.
Mike Conley, Kyle Lowry, DeRozan, Otto Porter.
This is kind of a weak class. It's a lot of role players are going to be moving around. But it's kind of just... At this point, Chris Paul, he's still really good, but I don't think he's
going to... He's not going to Cleveland. Not. They don't need him.
I'm saying in general. I'm just saying, yeah.
They're not getting Kawhi.
Imagine if they did. That'd almost be comical.
Blake Griffin. All right, we should probably talk about Blake Griffin now, because he's also in trade talks so far this year.
Hasn't he not dunked yet?
I don't know if he has. I don't know if that's true, but I saw like a clip of him, and he's like on a wide open fast break, and he just laid it up. He's only 32.
There's not a lot of young free agents this year.
So maybe if I'm Cleveland, I'm trading him for something. Anything.
Just try to get a pick.
Kelly Oubre? I don't know. I don't know if that's a reach.
It's kind of a reach.
Lonzo? Lonzo's a restricted free agent. I guess we should talk about Blake Griffin now.
Alright.
So yeah, they're looking to trade or buy out him. I saw something like the Lakers might want him. That's just comical to me.
Just why?
We already have so many big men in LA. I don't think we need.
I mean, you picked up Marc Gasol.
Yeah.
And you lost JaVale McGee.
And we have Montrezl.
Dwight Howard walked. And you got Montrezl.
Yeah. So another power forward.
That Lakers team is a lot deeper than I just never really thought about it. They got a decently deep team if they're healthy.
We got deeper. We got younger and deeper, which is kind of crazy.
Because their starting lineup right now is...
It's Schroeder?
It's Schroeder.
It's actually pronounced Schroeder.
Fuck off. Schroeder. KCP's still in
LeBron. AD and Gasol. But AD's out now, so...
AD's out for a few weeks, yeah. So,
and we still got.
But
Caruso
then coming off the
bench,
you got Caruso, Montrez,
Jared Dudley.
What a goat, dude!
And that's about it. That's all we really need.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like 7 to 8 man rosters are just the move at this point. People are getting so like athletic and like it's not a wear tear on their body to play like 35 minutes.
Yeah. Just look at Quinn Cook. Kuzma.
Oh yeah.
Can't forget about Kuzma.
I'm like, who just didn't mention Kuzma in that?
That. He's actually been playing pretty good this year, I'm not gonna lie. Way more aggressive. Making a ton more shots. It's Kuz's burger. You know Kuz is 6'10"?
What?
Hey, he's tall as shit. He's an inch shorter than Giannis. But can't guard Giannis to save his life.
Oh, no.
I saw something during the playoffs about Kuz. It was like he like told the media like he prides himself on his defense, but his defense used to be horrific. It's gotten better, but it used to be horrific. What is he averaging this year? He's averaging 10 and almost 11. Shooting 45% from the field, 36% from three.
Wait a second.
Hello?
Andre Roberson was only making $1 million a year.
This year?
That's what he's making.
Is he still in the league?
He just signed with the Nets.
When? Right now?
He signed, I know he signed with them like, oh, that's probably why it's $1 million. He probably signed the veteran minimum for like a half year.
Bro, I haven't heard of that guy in literally like years.
Yeah, he's so good at defense. So
and nothing else.
Well, yeah, but imagine being able to play him in a rotation with three elite bucket getters. It's going to help a lot.
I know. I'm just saying.
They still do need a defensive anchor down low, though, because if AD comes back healthy and they have to run into him.
I heard that AD might be out the rest of the season. Possibly.
I heard that, too. It depends on how...
Because like, he got...
Doctors. He ruptured his Achilles, right?
Was it his Achilles?
Well, I know it was his Achilles. Calf. I'm not... Oh, wait, everyone thought it was his Achilles, but it was his calf, yeah.
A calf strain. It will be reevaluated in 2 to 3 weeks.
I heard it was expected 6 to 8 weeks. I think he'll be back for the playoffs. If they're still in playoff contention, I think they'll rest him a little bit longer than even needs to be.
He's been having a bunch of like minor injuries this whole season. Is that?
But I mean, when you have how long was their off? What it was the shortest off season by far.
72 days.
But they really should have just. They really should have just been like, LeBron, AD, take a break.
I kind of
sit the first 2 or 3 weeks out.
I really wish they did that. But
I know like LeBron said he was planning on it, and then he just didn't. But
I mean, he's still averaging his career low in minutes, which kind of makes up for it. But I don't know. But
I think that he's purposely doing.
But
that.
After that five overtime game stretch, five games in a row of overtimes, his minutes per game definitely went up. And they ended up winning all five.
That's nuts.
Yeah. It's kind of alarming, but yeah, it's nuts. AD. If he is out for the rest of the year, though, it's kind of wraps for the Lakers.
Yeah, because he's like like, I'm not going to say I doubt LeBron because the you just can't, you shouldn't, you should just stop saying that at this point. But I don't think he could put a team on his back as much anymore.
Yeah, I think I wrote in the last things for the last podcast that I think this is like the point in LeBron's career where you have to, where he has to rely more on his role players.
Yeah, like obviously, like a game here or there, he can just go berserk, but I don't think he can just do what he did. Damn, it was already 3 years ago. We went on that tear in 2018 in Cleveland. Jesus.
I know.
I don't think he can do that anymore.
No. You can really, like, tell, like, he's just tired.
Yeah. Like, he can do it, obviously, but he just can't do it day in and day out anymore.
Yeah. He has... Because he's only had a handful of games this year where he's had like a 30 bomb.
Yeah, and then that 147 against Cleveland because he got pissed off.
I think that was an overtime game, right?
I don't think so. I think he scored like 20 in the fourth, though.
Yeah, something crazy like that. He's still averaging 25. 25 and a half. I mean...
Yeah.
I feel like it's definitely a dip down from his previous years.
Yeah, he normally averages about 27 and a half, 28, right?
Yeah. But a low year for LeBron is like... an insane year for anybody else.
Yeah.
So that's that. I guess we can move on.
What do we even have next?
We could talk about the Celtics. We could talk about Anthony Edwards. Dame. The Jazz.
You put this on this list. Do you really think Dame could win an MVP this year?
Bro, have you seen how he's been playing so far?
I have, but... MVP?
His second and third option are out for like at least a month so far.
Okay, but other
and
than
he's
Russell
putting
Westbrook,
teams away.
Other than what Russell Westbrook, right? In the last, I forget how many years, and Russell Westbrook only got it because he did something historic. Wasn't the top two seed in their conference got an MVP? It's always someone
well,
in the top
Pistons,
two.
Not the Pistons. The Blazers are doing like pretty solid right now.
Yeah, but you can't be solid and
they're
win an
fourth.
MVP. You gotta be
fourth. If you're fourth without CJ McCollum, without CJ McCollum, without Yusuf Nurkic.
Okay, they should just bail on the whole Nurkic thing. Get rid of him. He's injured
what?
For literally 90% of the fucking year every year.
It's Straw the unlucky.
Or he's just fragile.
I mean, he's a pretty beefy boy.
Which is kind of sad that he's fragile.
Okay. The man weighs... I can't find him. Where'd he go? The man weighs 290.
Okay.
That's not fragile. DeAndre
Wait,
Ayton
has nothing
is
to do
fragile.
With fragile.
Fragile.
Are you forgetting what the word means?
Soft. He's not soft.
No.
He's just
easily hurt. He's fragile.
That's DeAndre Ayton. Yusuf Nurkic is not soft. Stop. Or whatever the word you say is.
Fragile.
Who cares?
He has like five like. Big injuries in the last like 3 years. It's kind of sad. Take care of your body better.
Oh, that was the other team that the Cavs were looking to trade for. It was the Blazers. Drummond to the Blazers.
and they can take the fragile big off their hands.
I don't think the Cavs want another center, though.
Yeah, but who else would they give up? Gary Trent Jr.?
Well, then they just wouldn't trade to the Blazers. But yeah, Gary Trent Jr. has been balling.
I kind of like
balling that. This year.
Gary Trent?
Yeah. He's averaging 15. Forward, shooting guard. He's averaging 15. I hate how this doesn't show advantage.
He's young. I feel like the Cavs would do that. I don't know how the cap space would work, but...
Well, he's on like a rookie contract still, I'm pretty sure.
They'd probably have to give him someone else just as a... like a money incentive.
Like Gary Trent has been stepping up. Melo's back to playing pretty solid as well.
Completely forgot that guy was there.
Bro, he's been having some like... some quarters, like late fourth quarters, where he's just been like just hitting every shot.
Didn't he move up to like something all time?
I know he
all time score. I know he passed someone like the other day.
What is his contract? He's, yeah, literally, I get 1.5 mil. That's nothing.
So yeah, Melo sure passed.
Gary Trent was
Melo passed Oscar Robertson, and he's in 12th now. I want to see him get top 10.
That'd be nice.
He will. He will.
You think so?
He's only 600 points away.
Hmm. Yeah.
I think he will.
Yeah, I'll get it. So yeah, Dame for MVP. I don't want to hear any questions asked.
Is it just him and LeBron that are active on the... It is. It's only him and LeBron on the active list.
Of what?
All-time scores. It's only Melo and LeBron.
For what? Top 10? Top 15?
Top 25.
Oh, okay.
Next in line. So at 26 is KD. But...
hmm. Interesting, interesting. Where's the Blazers?
So it looks like KD isn't touching anyone's record, like everyone thought.
KD?
Yeah.
What did KD do?
No, I just don't think he's not gonna get up to like how many career points LeBron has. Like when he was young and everyone thought he was going to.
Yeah, unless longevity plays into his career, which it doesn't look like it will.
Yeah, because he's only at 23,491 points right now.
Yeah, he's got a ways to go.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Damian Lillard is 30 years old already.
Damn. I remember him being a second-year player. Was it the his second year that he hit that shot against Houston?
Yeah. It was 2014.
Yeah, because that was seventh grade. I remember coming into school, and I like didn't know what happened. And like Joey was like, "Did you see the shot?" And I'm like, "What are you fucking talking about?"
Yeah, that shot was nuts.
Yeah.
Hold on.
How many career points does that man have?
How much is Melo? Melo is averaging 13. You know, nothing crazy. But he's contributing. As always.
Dame has to be moving up there in all times. Or not all time scoring, but like. I still don't know how to check it on the. I don't know how to check totals.
On Basketball Reference?
Oh, found it. Yeah, I can find it on my phone. I can never find it when I'm on my laptop. He's at 15,000.
So what does that rank him? Do you know?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm surprised he's not higher.
Well, this is only his eighth or ninth season.
What about James Harden? How many is he at? He has to be pretty high. He scores a lot.
Field goal percentage.
He's at 21,500. He's only 31. And he's never really been hurt. Has he? I don't really remember James Harden being hurt.
How many games has he missed throughout his career?
Does it like say missed games anywhere, or do I just have to kind of look at it?
Well, they tell you games played. I got 76, 82, 62, 78, 73,
81, 82, 81, 72, 78, 68, 24. So he plays most of the season, most of the time.
Not 24. Yeah. He does. So. Yeah.
Good for him. Good for him. I think he'll end up with more career points than KD. That's a stretch, but I think so.
That's kind of a stretch. Will he have more than Dame, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually,
I'm gonna go.
I feel like James Harden, I feel like he's gonna come into Brooklyn, win this ship, and then leave. And then just go back to balling out.
Goes back to Houston.
And just averaging 30, 35.
He's not a free agent this year, is he?
Yeah.
After this year?
Sure. I'm pretty sure.
We're gonna.
I'm pretty sure he is, because I think he signed a 6-year contract when we were freshmen in high school.
How do you remember that?
Because Aiden Shagrue came up to me and said, "Why the fuck does he want to play in Houston? That's so retarded."
I could see him saying that too. James Harden. Does it not tell me his con? Dude, I hate this. I'm looking this up then.
Oh yeah, he wasn't on the free agent list.
He signed a 4-year, $171 million deal with the Houston Rockets.
Oh yeah, he signed the extension.
Wait, in 2021 he signed a base salary of $41 million. Please load. Okay. No, he's there till 2023.
Oh. Weird.
So yeah, he's not leaving.
Do you think Kyrie's gonna walk after the year? Or I mean, I feel like, cause Katie. Oh wait, no. Did Katie? Katie sign an extension? Because I saw none of them on the free agent.
Kyrie's
list.
Also ends at 2023.
And when does Kevin Durant end?
2023. Okay. So they're locked for the next three seasons, including this one.
Nice.
They're definitely gonna win a chip. Within these three seasons.
Yeah. It might not come this year.
But they're going to get... Come. They're definitely going to get some piece at the center position. At some point in time.
Yeah.
And then it'll be wraps.
I was really surprised they got rid of Jared Allen.
I mean, it was kind of in the deal to get Harden, so...
It was, and it was worth it.
But was it worth it? Yeah, I feel like they didn't get really better since the trade. They've had more offense and less defense, so it just balances out.
Yeah, but then I feel like imagine you're in the playoffs and you're any team and you got to stop a team in the half court, and you're just running back on defense, turn around, and you just see, oh shit, someone stopped Kyrie, pass. Oh goddamn, it's Harden, pass. Oh my god, it's KD. How are you stopping that team in the half court,
dude? Like, imagine a Nets Blazers final. Just offense for offense.
Kick their ass. Actually, Dame would probably put up like 40 a night.
No cap. And the Blazers have Roko. We can just put on anybody.
Should I know who that is?
Maybe. It's
Is it?
Wait, take a guess. Take a guess.
Is that a nickname?
Yes, Roko. He was a lock.
Right.
He's a lock. He's a 3-and-D guy.
Oh, Robert Covington?
Yeah.
I've spoken very, very highly of that man many times.
He hasn't been playing great offensively, but his defense is always there.
Yeah, he'll be... He'd be actually, he would just be so good on every team. He's just that kind of guy.
Yeah, he's a guaranteed spot the rest of his career somewhere.
Yeah. Where has he been? He's been 76ers, Rockets, Portland. Is that where he spent most of his career?
Where?
Just give me a second. Philly. Oh, he only started playing in 14?
Yeah. It was in Philly, right? He got drafted by?
He was drafted in Houston, and then...
He was drafted in Houston.
He only averaged 2 points his rookie season, then went to Philly, then went to Minnesota, then went to Houston, then went to Portland.
Hmm. See, every team does want him.
Like, come on, yeah. Just someone that plays hard defense and shoots 35% from three. That's not fantastic, but if he's giving you great defense and can shoot that well, even though it's not elite, like,
It's kind of crazy how guys like Duncan Robinson or like. Who are other 3-point specialists?
Danny Green. Well, maybe not this year, but
I'm thinking of somebody else that's like Duncan Robinson.
PJ Tucker.
What? No. I got it. So. Like Kyle Korver.
What's the guy's name on the Heat? The one that shoots? I cannot think of his name for my life right now.
Tyler Hero?
Nope, Duncan Robinson. Yep. That,
I just said that. Literally,
yeah, I know, and I just couldn't think of his name.
Well, anyways, why are, like, guys, like, it's kind of crazy how, like, those guys have spots in the league, and, like, they probably wouldn't have a spot in the 90s.
Yeah. I'm pretty... Kyle Korver's, like, he's, like, practically opted out. Like, he could play this year.
He's still in the Cavs, right?
No, he's on the Bucks.
For real?
Yeah, he's been on the Bucks.
I did not know that. Well, I mean, the Bucks are the Bucks.
True. He hasn't like came out publicly and said it, but I think it has something to do with his family.
As to why he's not playing, it's probably COVID.
Yeah, because partially that, and he grew up in like a small town in Indiana,
somewhere around there.
It was like a smaller town. It was like a church town where like all the families knew everyone. It was like one of those kind of towns.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure when he was. I know what happened. I'm just not positive. It was when he was on the Cavs that he got a call, and the whole family had to like rush to the hospital, and his brother died of some organ failure in front of everyone. And I think that made him like value his family. Like he obviously valued his family before, but I think that he's getting a little older. I mean, I think he's 40, but he was like, I don't know older. I know. I think he just like accepted. It's like, I don't want to go on the road anymore. I want to spend as much time with my family, because I don't know when like this whole life thing can end.
That's valid. He never won it with LeBron on the Cavs, right?
No, he went there the summer after, I'm pretty sure.
Damn. That would be cool to say Kyle Korver is an NBA champion. That Instagram.
Yeah, that almost be as cool as getting to say Jeremy Lin's an NBA champion.
I mean, he is.
One would be the coolest to say, though.
Mello's an
Derrick NBA Rose champion. Is an NBA champion.
Would you rather have Derrick Rose or Mello win a chip?
Derrick Rose. Just because...
Derrick Rose is my second player of all time. And I'd still probably take Mello.
I feel like I'm just saying Derrick Rose because I watched Mello in 2012 win a gold medal. Like, I've seen him win. It's like, I've never seen Derrick Rose win.
That's fair. Wasn't Derrick Rose in a USA team before?
I want the Olympics.
It's not happening though, right? This year?
Nope. So we might get the 2020 Olympics in 2022.
That's going to throw everything off. That's going to be weird.
They might keep it on schedule. Just we'll have one hell of a year of Olympics. Just one, like Summer Olympics, it ends.
Imagine.
And like, Winter Olympics.
And then every other year, it's both Olympics, then one Olympics, and then both Olympics, then one Olympic.
Well, I think what they would do, because the Winter Olympics haven't been postponed from COVID. I think they'd just double up and then have the summer ones again in 2 years, and then
Well, I haven't heard anything about the Olympics, so
neither have I.
I say we talk about the Boston Celtics, because I have been doubting them all along, and my projections seem to be correct. I've literally been saying
they're doing even worse than I expect. I don't see them as a contender. I see them right there, but not.
I've literally been saying since I think it was last year that they just don't have a bench, and like that's just gonna make them struggle. And they did do solid in the playoffs last year.
I feel like they find a way to have
their bench is still their biggest issue.
Like I feel like guys on the bench and the Celtics, like the playoffs come around, their bench players just start playing crazy. Terry Rozier got a contract off that.
That was even because Kyrie's out.
Yeah.
And he had to step up. But...
Oh, I saw this on Instagram the other day.
Okay.
Looking back at the trade...
Oh, yeah.
Should they have kept Terry Rozier?
Yeah, I saw something like, who won the trade now? The Hornets or the Celtics?
Was it just straight up, like, Rozier for Walker, or was there other things?
I think it was just them two, I believe. Well, wasn't... No, wait.
What?
They didn't... Oh, I'm trying to think. They didn't trade for him. Did they? No, they did, because Kyrie walked. And then they traded those two pieces.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. Hold on. First, we'll talk about the Celtics bench, and then we'll talk about Kemba.
Who's even coming off their bench? Wanamaker? Is that
exactly. No, he left this offseason.
Wait, really? I didn't even know that.
So tell me, Tone. Tell me, Tone. Who are you? Are you giving the ball to? If you're the Celtics and the bench is in, you can't even name a player exactly.
Wait. Their starting lineup is Kemba, Smart, Tatum, Brown, Theis. Right now, however the fuck you say his name, I don't know if
Theis.
I don't give a fuck about him. I don't think he's good.
Shit. Your bench, the rookie, Peyton
Carson
Pritchard.
Edwards.
Peyton Pritchard.
Carson Edwards. I think Carson Edwards, or is he still playing in G League?
He might be in the G League. I have no clue. Actually, let's look this up.
Okay, now I need to look up the Celtics roster, because now I'm just mad at myself.
Exactly. They don't have a bench. They have Tristan Thompson on the bench now, which is solid.
Oh yeah, I forgot that he went there.
They still need a big man, though.
Langford's not terrible.
Romeo Langford like doesn't even play.
But he's not terrible.
Aaron Naismith has been doing pretty good, the rookie this year.
Tremont Waters is there now?
He was always there.
He didn't get drafted there, did he?
And Robert Williams. I believe so.
No, he did. He didn't.
Stats.
No.
Yes, he did, Tony. He got drafted there last season.
I feel bad for him. He's from Connecticut.
LSU. Oh, really?
Yeah. I almost, my sophomore year, we were one game away from playing against him.
Your senior year?
My sophomore year.
Oh.
In the playoffs. We were one game away.
Who do you play for?
I need to talk about something else. I'll figure it out.
Was it a public school or no?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. So, yeah. Celtics have zero bench. I've been doubting them from the start, and my doubtfulness seems to be coming the meta. The what's it called? The bandwagon. Everyone seems to be hopping on the bandwagon.
Oh, he went to Notre Dame from out of West Haven.
Oh, West Haven.
But prayers up to him. Because I know that.
Oh, he got injured, right?
Well, no, I was just gonna on draft night, or maybe a couple days after draft night, his father committed suicide.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
Prayers up to the guy. So yeah, Celtics have zero bench. Now let's talk about Kemba Walker. A lot of people, when the trade initially happened, everyone was like, "Oh, this is a good pickup. We're gonna be nasty." But the two things that I see that Kemba does a poor job on is his defense, obviously, because he's 6 feet tall. And his playmaking, surprisingly, because out of a point guard, that's kind of a necessity in today's league, to be able to pass the ball.
Yeah, and especially Marcus Smart's not an insane shot creator, but he can create his own shot, and then you got Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. At this point, I really feel like they'd be better off with like a facilitating defensive oriented point guard.
They kind of have that in Jeff Teague, but he's old, so.
Yeah.
A
prime Jeff Teague on that team, though? Jeff Teague back in his Atlanta days, he was nice.
Facts. But Yeah, I never really saw Kemba as like a like that was the piece that was gonna save the Celtics. I still think they have holes to fill even after that acquisition. But Jaylen Brown's playmaking has been improving, so I think that's definitely what's been keeping them alive as they are 14-14. Where do they stack up in the East? You said they're fourth, right?
Yeah,
they're fifth now.
Who won? Put them back in the fifth.
The Pacers, Bucks, Nets, or Sixers today? Played right now.
Oh, must have been the Pacers, because on my thing, I haven't refreshed it yet. They're still fourth.
Oh, they're in overtime right now. The Pacers. And they're up by four. With five.
Oh, so the Celtics just lose? Wait, the Celtics just lost then.
Yeah, they just lost to the Hawks tonight.
Oh, okay.
Trae Young put 40 up. Jason Tatum put 35. Respectable. Yeah, Danny Ainge, he just has to do something, man. Kemba, in my opinion, it's just not working out. And honestly, like when you see Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum on the court together, you would expect them to like mesh more. But they just do their own thing in terms of shot making. I think what the Celtics should do is obviously you should start both of them, without a doubt. Start both of the guys. And maybe after that point, you should play more. You should have more rotations when only one of those guys is on the floor after the start of the game.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be smart.
Who's a point guard that's like a more defense-oriented playmaker?
True nowadays. Holiday is.
That's what exactly I just looked him up. I literally just looked him up, and I feel like because the Bucks have a pretty high defensive rating right now, right?
Yes. Don't quote me on that.
NBA defensive ratings.
NBA
ranking teams. The Knicks are number one. Hello.
Dude, they're nice. I mean, Mitchell Robinson's out now, so it's kind of hurts.
Oh, the Bucks are 21st in defense. Shit.
It's kind of surprising. Well, actually, not really.
So at this point, fuck it. Kemba Walker for Jrue Holiday.
yeah, because the Bucks want even a poor defender.
Who's another player that's kind of like that at the point guard position?
Mike Conley, but he's an old.
He's getting older. So is Chris Paul. Maybe they go after Chris Paul in free agency.
If they want to win right now, then yeah.
Like I'm saying, like they got to win like next year with Chris Paul.
Yeah, like if they trade from this season, you have to win it. Well,
I don't think the Suns are giving him up right now. I really don't.
No matter what. They wouldn't, but. But imagine Kemba and Devin Booker.
Jesus.
Now, what the Celtics need, like, they just need a better defender. Either one way or the other. It could either be Kemba or it can be a center.
Yeah, because the middle three, Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, and Jason Tatum, you gotta keep that together.
They're all great defenders.
All great defenders. And then they're all two-way players. Marcus Smart's probably the least two-way player, but he can definitely score.
Yeah, he definitely get a shot up when he needs to. I can't really think of any other guards.
I'm looking through Knicks, not really. Lakers, they're not giving anyone up. Jazz, said Mike Conley, no, not really. Pat Bev. Imagine if they got Pat Bev.
Pat Bev just wouldn't mesh with that Celtics team.
No, they would not. Nuggets, no. Houston, Pacers. Ooh, they... What about a trade for Malcolm Brogdon?
That would be fire. That would be fire, but I don't know if they would want Kemba. They got rid of Victor Oladipo. And they have Caris LeVert now. It's hard to say how that would work out for Indiana.
Let's keep looking through this. Spurs,
Brogdon, Aaron Holiday, or Justin Holiday.
Hornets, Magic, Raptors, Grizzlies, no.
Hawks, nah. No. If I'm the Celtics, I'm going all in for Rudy Gobert. I don't care. As long as I'm not giving up Tatum or Brown, and maybe Smart. Actually, yes, definitely not giving up Smart. I'm going all in.
How else would they get him?
Kemba, Tice, picks, Tristan Thompson, I don't know.
I don't think the Jazz, what are they, 26-5? I don't think they're giving up their team right now.
Well, they had the chance in the offseason, the Celtics, and they blew it.
Did they?
Well, they didn't trade for anything or get anybody in the offseason, so. Besides Tristan Thompson.
All right. How long has this one been going on? I feel like it's kind of been long.
It's been long, but I say we talk about one last thing.
All right, word.
The MVP race. Ah, boy. So, as we know, or may not know, Jokic and Embiid are like the front runners for MVP.
That'd be crazy to see a center win.
When was the last time a center has won an MVP?
If you consider Tim Duncan in 2004... But before that, it was Shaq in 2000.
So it's been 21 years. I thought it was 2000. Wait, no, 2001 was Allen Iverson. It's been 21 years since we've seen.
There has not been a center to win since we've been born.
That's kind of nuts.
Because Shaq won it. What is that? 6 months before I was born, almost a year before you were born.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But also, like, the 2000s, there were just no good big men.
Or not good. Yeah, a few power forwards won in those 10 years, but...
Yeah. But we didn't see any big men or centers.
Shaq really called it after his MVP. He said, I'm the last one. I'm the last one.
Ever?
What? He was like, I'm the last center that's going to do this.
I mean, for the most part, he's spot on.
And even if Jokic or Embiid win, it's like they don't play like the
traditional
Will, the Kareem, the Hakeem, Shaq play style. Like, yeah, they're the center, but like,
I mean,
as we talked about on our most listened to podcast, it's positionless basketball.
No cap.
Yeah,
but the game has evolved. So maybe I would count it.
I would still count it, obviously, but just wouldn't. It doesn't feel the same. You know what I'm saying? Like they're not. They're really good, and they can be the best player, but they're not dominant. Like those are two different things.
That's true. Who do you have winning now, in terms of Embiid or Jokic?
Right now, I'm just gonna have to go with Embiid because they're winning.
Yeah, I said.
I don't know how I would feel about giving Joel Embiid an MVP, though. It just sounds wrong.
It sounds like a 2K My League award winner. But I said earlier in this year's season that I think MB is the best chance.
Do you want to play in My League right now?
Like with our custom teams that we played and never played with.
We don't have 2K21 downloaded anymore. We'd have to redraft in 20. But
I thought we did in 20. Or no, we didn't.
No, we did in 21.
Yeah, I'd be down. But I don't know. Jokic is putting up like 40. And he's still a threat because he's such a great passer.
I have
passer.
His stats pulled up somewhere. It's in one of these tabs.
He's not averaging 40. But he's putting up like 40-point games frequently. And he can still pass the ball. Like,
he is averaging 27, 11, and 9.
He's closer to averaging a triple-double than Embiid is.
Embiid's putting up 20. He's putting up 30, 11, and 3.
Yeah. So I think stats-wise, Jokic's doing better.
If
what?
The Warriors get on a roll and end in a top spot in the West, do you think Curry can win another MVP?
Oh, that's actually very possible. they're definitely not going to be first top of the seed though.
If Klay Thompson came back and didn't get hurt again, I think Steph was going to win another MVP and maybe another ring.
That's kind of a stretch.
I don't know.
What are they this year? Like 500 right now? I think they're around that.
Something around that. I don't know.
15 and 13. So.
But Klay Thompson, I would say, affects the game enough that they would be 20 and 8.
20 and 8?
Instead of 15 and 13.
That's fair. Yeah, Curry's averaging like almost 30, right?
He is averaging over 30. Or maybe it dropped below.
30.1 is what he's averaging.
In the West, at 20 and 8, they would be fourth right now. Pretty much tied with the Clippers, though, for third.
He's shooting 43% from three. He's literally been doing this his whole career.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Besides last year, which he got injured in, five games in, like every year has been over 40.
Like, didn't he pass Reggie Miller for the second most all time?
Yeah.
He's not that far off Ray Allen anymore. He's 300 away.
Bro, what's even crazier is he's only had 150, 40, 90 season. But every season has been a 50, 40. Actually, no. Actually, yes.
Most of his seasons, doesn't he like miss one thing by 1%?
Yeah. I'm gonna go down his field goal percentage every year, starting from his rookie year. 46.2, 48, 49, 45.1, 47, 48.7, 50.4, which was the year he won it, 46.8, 49.5, 47.2, 40.2, and 49.9. What the fuck? That's insane.
He won't pass Ray Allen this year. He'll pass him next year, though, for sure. And wonder what's weird to say?
What?
James Harden is probably going to pass Ray Allen, too.
How far is he off?
He's already at fifth. He has 2,397. He's going to pass Kyle Korver this year.
How many more?
He needs 53. More to pass Kyle Korver. So he's going to pass him this year. And he'll probably get decently close to Reggie.
At the end of this year?
Yeah, he definitely won't break it because he's still 163 away from Reggie. But he'll...
Oh, God.
That's funny. That's
crazy.
Like, it's so weird growing up, all you hear, oh yeah, Ray Allen's the best shooter of all time. No one's ever going to pass him. No one's ever going to pass him. Well, I still think Ray Allen's a better shooter than James Harden, but James Harden's just going to do it more.
Yeah, James Harden literally shot more, pretty sure.
Yeah, I remember looking up the list like 5 years ago, and Jason Terry was third. Now he's seventh.
it's crazy, like, like, he's going to go, like, even farther down the list in the future.
Yeah, that's just because LeBron's probably going to get up there and pass him. Damian Lillard probably. Terry? Still kind of far off, like 300 threes, probably like two seasons worth.
Yeah. Maybe three, yeah. But,
honestly, the list doesn't have a lot of current names.
Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller's the best to ever wear number 31, and I take pride in that.
Who else has even worn number 31?
Steph Curry.
Best NBA players to wear 31.
That's my number. Just throwing that out there. I didn't even know that when I chose
Seth Curry, Joe Johnson, Nene,
and Travel, that was even Reggie Miller's number.
Reggie Miller, Shane Battier, Matt Carroll, Darko Milicic.
Shane Battier is knocked down too.
Kenny Smith.
Really? Bro, all the snipers were 31. It's just in my blood.
You guys really should have came out to our 8th grade basketball games. It was nuts.
Just in my blood.
All right. I think it's been over an hour and a half. I think it's we
hour
should...
Hour 20. But yeah.
Yeah.
Hour 22.
Yeah. So,
Thank you guys for coming out. Okay. Thank you guys for coming out today. Episode 10, Kobe Talk. We made it to double digits. Go. If you want to hit us up on our Twitter, it's Kobe underscore talk. It's Kobe underscore talk. Our IG is Kobe.talk. My socials, Twitter, IG, YouTube, at Jotty2K. The Twitch, strictly Jotty. Also, I'm streaming on Facebook now. That is just Jotty2K. Thank you guys for listening to this week's podcast. We shall be back, as always. And, we're out of here, Tone.
Later.
Deuces.